You are just on that you need to do through that person. I may speak for 1 hour to this group and only 1 minute to another group. There is no injustice in it. Another group may not be so very keen as this group happens to be. Therefore, my relationship with this group is exactly appropriate, which may not be identical with my relationship with another object, another group, which may not have the same kind of keenness. If you have 3 children and you deal differently with each child, according to the need of each child, it is justice. But if children say, well, you did this to her and not to me, exactly, that is not justice. To each one, exactly according to the need, that is justice. So each thing is on right place, in right connections, in inevitable connections, that is justice. Now, such a book, such a huge book, and if you read the whole argument from beginning to the end, may take months. And then if somebody says, now you expound the argument, tell me the bottom line. You have to have a complete panoramic view of the whole argument to be able to tell you basically what it is. Now to hold that panoramic view is the beginning of the higher mind. I only say beginning because the higher, still higher levels of higher mind are those where not only one panoramic view, but several panoramic views can be held together effortlessly. You don't have to make an effort. When your mind can hold several panoramic views together and also can interconnect them very effortlessly, then that state is called the higher mind. Once we grasp this, now the rest it is easier to understand. Once we understood the nature of higher mind, which is much simpler because it is easy for us to understand the pure mind. Once we understand the pure mind, we can understand better the higher mind because it is only more complex, much larger. Then you enter into illumined mind. Now you will see that actually in the higher mind or in the pure mind, I spoke of the sight of the mind. Sight which is not physical, but I spoke of the sight. But this sight is usually clothed in the form called idea. Every sight, identity, you have seen identity somehow, but you use the word identity as an idea to express that sight. Universality is a sight, seen inwardly, but to express it you use the word universality, an idea. And normally our pure mind, or even the higher mind, usually uses the ideas to express its sights. But supposing you reach a point where idea becomes lesser and lesser and sight becomes more and more clear, then you reach a certain point which is similar to the following. I go to Egypt and I see the same object as this one, I see it, but I don't know Egyptian language, Arabic I do not know. How shall I express it? In what idea or in what word, what idea word I shall close it, my perception? So I understand this object, my sight grasps it, but I have no idea to express it. Similarly, you reach a higher level where the sight becomes very powerful, but the idea, it is so powerful a sight that there is no idea adequate to it. Here there was a question of not knowing a language, but there at that higher level, the sight is so powerful that even the word or idea is not able to express it. This is something which you know, for example, in the case of experience of enthusiasm. A time comes when enthusiasm knows no bounds. For certain thing, for certain object, you become so enthusiastic that you do not have any word or idea to express it. But there is that experience in you which you can't deny. It's a powerful experience in you, you're full of it. You are consumed by it. Like sometimes somebody can be consumed by the zeal for God. The passion for God becomes so great that you can say, zeal for God has consumed me. Something like Sri Chaitanya, for example. You see God, the enthusiasm for God is so great, but there are no ideas or words to express them. Now, if that state of consciousness becomes more and more complex, in which all your sights become so powerful that there are hardly any words to express them, you find it very difficult to express them. Then you have entered into illumined mind. Now these are the areas which are more difficult for us because normally we are not having this kind of experience. Higher mind was easier to explain, I gave so many examples. But of illumined mind it is much more difficult, excepting by saying that even in the pure mind there is a distinction between sight and idea. An idea which expresses a sight not physical but a mental sight. Now you intensify that sight, suppose for example you have entered into this room and you look at all the individuals here, you see physically all the objects. You are a good detective, you have found out the connections of these people by one sight, because you are a detective. But more than that, now you begin to see something else. The light that each one of us represents, the aspiration that each one of us represents. Supposing you have that perception, you enter into the room, you just look here and you understand everyone here just by looking. You perceive the light of everyone, which is not physical, which is not mental even, it's a light. We normally think that light means this kind of light. By example of mental light, I told you that there is another light which is other than physical. Now, in the illumined mind, there is another kind of light which is still different from the light that we have in the mind, in the pure mind or in the higher mind. It is light. You cannot call it by another name. It is light. Now people may say it is impossible. Fine. But the light that you perceive with regard to the object of your enthusiasm is not purely mental. It's not an idea. It's something much more.